Okay, we're starting.
Bruh, it's been so long.
Yeah,
since we recorded.
A week and a half. Well, like for just the two of us alone, it has been
just
like,
the two of it. It's been a month. Yeah.
So it's nice that you know we just have a chit chat now. Just relax.
I know.
I miss you.
Me too. It's always fun just chatting.
I know. Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Well.
Welcome back.
Episode 25.
Yeet.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So we're like halfway through the season again. Like, it passed by so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've been grinding, y'all. We've been grinding for this podcast.
Like, we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of interviews.
We really should do, like, a poll thing so, like, people can say, like, what they want to listen to. Because I feel like we don't really gauge that sometimes.
What people want to listen to. So we should do that. Okay.
Let's do that. Like, when we talk about our next month's plans, we can put that in there. But.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Yeet. Okay. How is life? How's life? Our episodes are so pre-recorded that I feel like our updates are very behind.
Outdated.
But this one.
Our updates are very outdated.
Yeah, they are. But this one will be accurate. When you listen to this, we recorded this like 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. How's life been? I've just been, like the same. I'm working and I'm feeling like I am getting used to the rhythm now because at the beginning it was really difficult to try to wake up super early because I usually wake up at like 5:30 like workout, right? And then it was such a drag at the beginning. But there's a saying that like when you do one thing more than like I think 21 or 27 times, then it will become a habit. And I think now it has become a habit to me that, you know, like I'll just wake up at like 5:30-ish and go work out. So I'm glad about that. And I'm also happy that like I'm finally making some money. And because of that, like I think I've been like spending a lot of money too. Like not
I mean
only,
you
like,
are
food,
like yeah, like you are living with your parents, you know?
Okay, yeah. So that part like I did save a lot of money. You know, I don't have to pay rent, don't have to really pay for my food. Like I only spend money on like, you know, going out and like I spend a lot of money on like clothes and stuff.
That's okay. That's okay. It is your hard, well earned money, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, now I'm like just like happy, you know, like I love shopping.
It's different when you're spending your own money.
Yeah, and what else? Yeah, that's basically it. Not much. Well, I finally got my stationary bike delivered today. We ordered it like three weeks ago, and then there was just a lot of complication. Like, FedEx was telling us that, oh, it was delivered, but then it was not. So we thought it was stolen, and we had to like call the shipper, call FedEx, and there's just a lot of complication with that. But I'm glad that it's finally here so I can like work out, do cardios. Oh, actually, I do have something fun that happened this past week. Oh, so yeah. So like this last Monday, my friend from LA, Alex and Tyler, they came to SF to visit. I only had dinner with them, but like it's so funny because like they didn't have a car, so they've been biking around the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so after dinner, like the three of us, we all biked to this barcade. But okay, I was like really hesitant whether I want to bike or not. Well, first of all, like it's more expensive to bike than to get an Uber. But then they're like, oh, like biking is so fun. But then I think I'm just scared because I've never really biked inside a city. And like,
yeah, it's also scary.
I know, and it's at night too.
Yeah.
So, but then I did it, and I don't regret it. Like, it's pretty fun, to be honest. Like, it's pretty
fun. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so I just biked around the city, and it was really fun. And then we also went to this barcade. It's called Empodium. It's like a really, I don't know, cheap and also fun place to play games. Oh, I realize I'm actually good at Street Fighter. That's the only game
I've
that I
never played it
want.
before.
I wasn't pressing all the buttons. I was just pressing all the buttons. I don't even know what I was doing, but then the character that I chose was really powerful. And then, yeah,
Nice.
it was funny. But then I'm terrible at all the other games. Yeah, but it was fun.
That's cool, barcades. I heard that they're making people get like check their vaccination status before letting people into bars.
Yeah.
Starting from, did
Yeah,
they do
well,
that already?
like in San Francisco, like no matter where you go, like no matter what restaurant or bars you go to, you still need to show a proof.
Oh, that's good. Do they not let you in if it's negative? Or I mean, if you don't have one?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Good for them.
Well, but that never happened to me.
Yeah.
But they can't serve you if you don't have it.
Good for them. Nice. That sounds really fun. On a work day, too.
It makes my work week feel shorter. I
Aww.
just like, oh, it feels like yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah.
So,
It really
yeah.
is the little things post-grad that.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I've been, sorry, I'm like talking a lot, but then I've
No.
just been contemplating how is my battery so like short now? Like before when I was in college, like I could be like partying every single weekend and still be fine during the week, but now I'm like, nope, I need to rest. I need enough sleep so I can like be productive when I'm working.
Oh yeah, me too. I
Oh.
ask myself that all the time, even though I'm not even doing much, but just like socializing and talking. Oh my, even if it's family, like I'm so tired.
Other than that, what's been happening in your life?
Oh, I mean, honestly, not much. I'm just preparing to go home, and I've just like been trying to like whenever I'm walking around the house, I think of something randomly that I like need to pack or just write it down because I'm like I'm gonna forget. I've been like looking into the COVID testing stuff. I got my vaccination. So like they need your name on all of your documents to match exactly to you to get on the plane. So I actually went to the Walgreens I got vaccinated at and I had them change my name on it to be my passport name exactly so they can't reject me. So I just make sure I have everything. So yeah, I've just been planning for that. And I've just been like seeing people because I'm trying to plan this like birthday thing for like my friends who a lot of them are born in mid-October, but I'm leaving mid-October and I am planning not to see anyone like a week before my flight at all, just in case. Like if I get tested positive, I won't be able to go back. So I've been trying to plan like get a get together for them next
Yeah,
week.
that's so nice.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting. A last like seeing people before I leave for a few months. It'll be so chaotic. I'll probably we can do like once I land and stuff, we can do an episode or maybe I'll film it for the podcast because I can already foresee how chaotic it will be. It's gonna be so much, but it's
You
fine.
got
I'll get good
this.
food.
Yeah.
I'll make a TikTok a day. It'll be fun. Or I'll make a reel a day and I'll send it to you. But anyways.
Yeah, okay. Make up for all of my TikTok slack.
No, you haven't been slacking.
It's so bad. Like sometimes I just don't know like what to make, you know?
I know. I have a list of things. You can just make stuff that I've made before, but do like part two.
That's true.
I've been wanting to do like a dance one and then like put words on it.
Ooh.
But I can't dance, so I'm not even gonna try.
Big
Anyways.
mood. Okay. So today we have something special, I think. You know, we want to spice it up a
Yeah, it's
little
something
bit.
different. Something different. Yeah, so if you like, it's like, okay. It's basically a slogan or a challenge where it's like a tongue twister, but in Cantonese. And the equivalent to that in English is probably just like Susie sells seashells by the seashore, I
Something
think.
like
That's like
that.
one that is like a very typical English one. Is it Susie? I don't know. I don't know. Some S name. But So I picked a random one off Google, and Summer and I are going to try to attempt this.
Yeah.
I didn't, I like saw like... it, but I haven't tried to read it, and Summer hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I'm nervous. Okay. Gum gut what? I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again. Quat gum quat gut, quat gum gut, quat gai quat, quat quat, quai quat. This one is so hard. Quat gai quat quat, quat quai quat, quat yun gai quat, quat gum gut, quat yun quai quat, quat gai quat.
You got it.
Bruh, I failed.
Okay, okay.
Okay, you try now. Okay.
Quat gum quat gut. Quat gum gut, quat gai quat quat, quat gai quat, quat yun gai quat, quat gum gut, quat yun gai quat, quat gai quat. Did it?
Damn, you're better at it than me. I think what I'm trying to go so fast. I think the quat gai quat is the hardest part.
Quat gai quat, quat gai quat.
Quat gai quat. If we can translate this, dig up a Mandarin. It's hard to translate. Anyways, that was fun.
Yeah, I hope y'all so have chaotic. Fun listening to us
struggle. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So, we have decided to play a game. I actually listened to another podcast and they were doing this, but with like celebrities. And basically they pit two things of the same category together and they have to like collectively as a group decide which one that they prefer or which one wins or which one is better. And then the one who wins stays and then a new thing is brought in to compete. Mm. So at the end there will be one winner. Mm. And we wanted to do this with holidays. Mm. And I figured because we have like lived here for a while now, we can do both Chinese holidays and like US holidays and see which holiday is the winner.
Ooh, exciting. Spicy.
Spicy. And, well, it's not even Halloween yet. I was going to say it's almost Halloween.
I just can't wait for Christmas, you know? Like, I was literally playing Christmas music in the car the other day.
Nice. It's never too early to play Christmas music. I know, I honestly, like, don't really care about Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we can start with one, we can pick one Chinese one to one newest one, I guess. Yeah,
like, we each pick one.
Maybe spicy.
Can we just each pick one?
Oh, yeah, let's each pick one. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll pick the US one.
So I'll pick Chinese. I'll do Dragon Boat Festival.
Okay. I'll do Easter.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, we also celebrate Easter in Hong Kong, I guess.
We kind of do.
At least I did.
Yeah.
We have Easter. Or I had Easter holiday because.
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Because you know how, like, universities here, if they're not, like, religious, they don't have Easter break. And we have Easter break. I don't know. It's weird. Okay. Easter versus Dragon Boat. If you like read our education post, you'll know what Dragon Boat Festival is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I celebrated both pretty, like, a lot growing up because my family's religious, so we celebrated a lot. Easter's always fun, but I always have to do all these traditions and go to Easter Mass. But it also was, like, a whole, like, week's thing. Like, we always got, like, a week off of school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. And Dragon Boat, did we get days off? I think one we got, day, like, one maybe? Day off or something.
Yeah, one day.
And I just, like, watched the boat racing on television.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like Easter more. I think I was just more involved with Easter, like, growing up. I don't know.
What if we tie then? How do we deal with this?
We have to choose one. We have to choose
Oh, gosh. One. So I have to persuade you now.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. I will pick Dragon Boat. Because first of all, like, I think it's also because I'm not religious, so I didn't really celebrate Easter. Maybe like when I was a little kid, you know, like you'll play games at kindergarten where you get to like hunt for Easter eggs and stuff and eat chocolate eggs. But that's basically it for me. It's not like, I don't think it's a very festive holiday in Hong Kong, at least for me. But versus Dragon Boat, I really like the atmosphere of Dragon Boat, and I remember when I was a kid, I went to one Dragon Boat race, like, I saw it live, and then it was really fun, and also just really like the food, Zhong. I love eating Zhong, and the fact that, like, I get to eat it with my family. I just remember, like, Sunday morning, we'll be, like, eating Zhong, or like the on that holiday, we'll be like eating Zhong and then just watching Dragon Boat Race on the television. I'll lean towards more Dragon Boat Festival because of the memories and customs.
It was fun. Dragon Boat Festival is always fun.
Did I persuade
I'm trying to
you?
Think. I feel like a little bit because I feel like Easter was always such a westernized holiday. Like, even in Hong Kong, celebrating Easter was always, like, not all of Hong Kong celebrated Easter, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was just so many things that you had to go to, like, so many things you had to do. Like, we had to fast before Easter.
Really?
Like, yeah, no, not, like, not eat, but you had to, like, eat, like, every Friday you had to eat, like, no meat. You can't eat meat on every, like, I don't remember how many Fridays before. And then you have, like, Lent, where you need to, like pick a goal for yourself and, like sacrifice something or add something to your life in that however many days. I haven't practiced. Like, I haven't done these things in so long, and I don't even remember. I think I just associate it to, like, having a long holiday. And that was always nice.
That's true. I think at some point I probably, like, went, like, travel. With those days.
Yeah. Dragon Boat is nice. I just think that the atmosphere definitely, like, the whole, like, all of Hong Kong is, like, watching this boat festival or the boat races. I feel like we're just going to end up choosing Chinese holidays.
Over all of them? Well, no.
For all of them.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I honestly forgot that people used to do, like, Easter egg hunts and stuff for Easter. Because I never, like, celebrated Easter like that. The Zhong. You're right.
The Zhong.
I still have a Zhong in my fridge. One now. Okay, let's go with Dragon Boat.
Okay, yay. Okay.
I don't even celebrate Easter that much anymore. I just go to Mass.
And yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so for our next round, like, are we gonna do two new ones? And then
whoever wins
will go against Dragon Boat, right?
Yes.
But then, so now I will pick a Western holiday and you can pick a Chinese one.
Okay. I'm trying to do the smaller holidays first. Mid-autumn, maybe, since we just did it.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick Thanksgiving. Oh, this is a tough one.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah. I never really never found the importance of Thanksgiving growing up. I mean, not growing up, like, since I came here, because we never celebrated it.
Yeah.
Mid-autumn's always fun. I think mid-autumn's, like, one of the festivals that we would celebrate, like, at school. Like, I feel like that's, like, we don't celebrate, like, Dragon Boat.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Anything else. Or tomb sweeping.
But
I don't do much for mid-autumn anymore, you know? I just eat mooncake. What would you choose?
This is a tough one. So I'm gonna give my reasoning for both. I think for Thanksgiving,
like, it's true that I don't really do a lot with my family, and I did not grow up celebrating it in Hong Kong. I don't think it's a thing, and we don't get holidays for it, so, like, I didn't start, quote-unquote, celebrating until after I moved here. But then even after I moved here, I think my family doesn't really put a lot of emphasis on this day either. Like, we just have dinner. Maybe we'll have, like, a better dinner. You know, we get takeouts and stuff or go to a nicer restaurant. That's basically it. But what makes Thanksgiving more significant to me is how, like, I get to spend Friendsgiving with my friends. No, I think that's always really nice. I think for 2 years in college, I didn't go home for Thanksgiving. And there are also a bunch of, like, friends in college that who didn't go home for Thanksgiving. So we just kind of got together and had our own little Friendsgiving. And I think those memories that we made together are very important to me. So that will be my reasoning for voting for Thanksgiving. However, Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, like, I have so much fun memories with this day. So when I was a kid, I remember that would be, like, almost the only day of the year that I can go out and play in the park at night. I remember, like, so I'll be have a bunch of, like, classmates who live in the same area. Like, we all go to that one park. We'll, like, set a time, like, oh, see you at the park at, like, 9 p.m. tonight. And then we'll all go to the park and just play. Like, just playing hide and seek is super fun. And, like, playing the glow stick and everything. I made so much good memories with it. And I don't know, like, it's also, like, one of those days where kids are allowed to sleep later in the day because all the activities happen at night. So I did have a lot of good memories with Mid-Autumn Festival, too, like, but more of when I was back in Hong Kong. I don't celebrate it as much here anymore. With that said, that's so tough.
Here, let me give my reasoning for both, and then we can decide.
Okay.
For Mid-Autumn, like, when I was listening to you talk, that brought back so many memories from childhood because, like, when I was, like, growing up, not, like, in high school or anything, but growing up, like, I would always choose, like, a new lantern every year.
Yeah.
And we'd always get these glow sticks and... significantly, I remember that we'd get the glow sticks and then you can make it into a ball. And that ball. Mm-hmm. And then my parents would never let me burn, like, boil the wax to play with.
Yeah.
That was forbidden. And yeah, my friends and I would just go to Kowloon City Park and we would just play there. It was so fun. Like, we weren't even there for the moon. We were just there to have fun with, like, each other. And I think the nearest, closest time that I celebrated Mid-Autumn in Hong Kong was, like, in eighth grade. Like, my friends and I just went to the park, and we just played, and we had hot pot. And it was so nice, because I feel like... No, like, at home, but then... And then we went to the park, but then every year, it would just be, like, a thing where you have, dinner with your family, and then you just go out with your friends. It was just so fun. Like, very core memories growing up. And we had day off from school. Thanksgiving.
The next day. We'll be off.
Hmm?
We get a day off the next day after Mid-Autumn.
Oh, remember? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. For Thanksgiving, I would get together with family as well here. But it would just be dinner. But I think what I like about Thanksgiving is that once you hit Thanksgiving break, it's just two more weeks of school, and then it's winter break, and then it's Christmas. Yeah. So I really enjoy, like, the festivities of that time. Because it's just, like, it's so chill. Like, school, I mean, granted it was finals. It's just, like, everything, it's a good time. It's a good time, mm-hmm. like, knowing that there will be breaks coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Mid autumn.
Okay, me too. For nostalgic reason, I would pick mid-autumn. Damn, we're really just picking all the Chinese holidays.
I mean, we did grow up, you know, in Hong Kong, so it's like, you can't blame us. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me pick the next one, or the next U.S. one. Should we pick? I mean, technically Halloween isn't a holiday, but we can still pick. Mm-hmm. Like, technically we don't get, like, a day off, but... Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna do Halloween.
Damn. I kind of want to do Spring Festival, but I feel like if I pick Spring Festival, Chinese holiday is gonna win again.
Wait. So. Oh. Tomb sweeping.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick tomb sweeping. Qingming Festival. Because
technically it is all, it's related to ghosts.
Yeah. I'm gonna put Qingming Festival.
Did you ever, like, how did you guys, you celebrate Qingming Festival?
Go to tomb sweeping.
Yeah,
I think that's the only thing. Like, maybe at some point I also went back to mainland China to do tomb sweeping. You know, like big family, we all go together, and then we do tomb sweeping there.
Like to visit ancestors.
Yeah, to visit ancestors. But I don't really have a lot of memories about it. Like, they'll make it a kind of like a day trip. Like, I feel like in Hong Kong, like mostly in Hong Kong, like we'll make it a day trip to like go to like a temple and stuff. Then usually that's where my ancestors are, you know, their ashes are. That's where their ashes are. So then we'll like have a big family would go there, do tomb sweeping, and then after that we'll probably a vegetarian meal, I think. I forgot. But just a like also like a get together thingy, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I did. Like, I don't think we ever did anything. We just would go visit ancestors, like at the tombs, and then we'd all like it'd be like a whole morning thing because it's like we would walk from each tomb to the other tomb, like this big group of people. We'd clean it and like put like new flowers in and stuff, and then we just have like family lunch.
Yeah,
but. Like, honestly, growing up, like, I was, like, the youngest one. So, like, I was always just so, like, my cousins at the time, like, say I was in high school, they were, like, late 20s, like, mid to late 20s, and I was always sitting with my parents. Like, I would never sit at the kids' table because I was so far off from their age. Aww. And I was, like, I was pretty shy, so I would, like, just stick with my parents and sit at the adults' table. Aww. So, like, I don't know. I was always just, like, on my phone or, like, doing my own thing.
No, I was going to say, I do remember, like, one thing that I do. You know how, like, we fold some, like, paper money to our ancestors, like, and then, like, burn it? Yeah. So I used to have a nanny, right? And then she also go tomb sweeping every year. Mm-hmm. So I would, like, help her to fold, like, big bags of those paper money. Mm-hmm. It's like a little arts and craft project. For me.
Yeah.
So.
True.
That's another thing that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't do much every year. Also, it wasn't like we only visited, like, our ancestors on that day. Like, we'd still go and visit, you know, within the year.
So, what about Halloween?
I don't have that much of a connection to Halloween. I'm trying to think what I usually did. I think growing up, all I did for Halloween, because, like, in Hong Kong, obviously, you don't go around from people's houses to, like, knock for candy and stuff because there's no houses.
Yeah.
But I used to go to Ocean Park with my friends. And I remember distinctively one year, Ocean Park is, like, a theme park in Hong Kong that is, like, aquatic themed. Like, the mascot is, like,
think about, like, Six Flags, you know. It's kind of like Six Flags or, like, Great America. But with, like, aquarium.
Yeah. So you get to see, like, sea animals, basically. It's like SeaWorld, but, like, a lot of roller coasters. Like, very, so you get, like, very, like,
exciting,
more
intense.
Adult roller coasters. Adult, yeah, intense. Yeah. Like, versus Disneyland. But, yeah, I used to go with my friends because, I don't know why, Ocean Park, it has the reputation of being, like, scarier. Like, it's kind of like Universal Studios, and Disneyland is, like, the kids' version. I distinctly remember going with my kindergarten friends, and we all dressed up as witches. Like, we had the witch hat and the gown. And then I went again with my high school friends in high school. And their haunted houses are scary, like the ones in Ocean Park. And I remember we went into one, and my friend dropped her glasses, like, in the house.
Oh!
I know. And the whole time, I was just, like, my face was in my friend's backpack, and I was like, let's just go, let's just go. Yeah. It is, like, Universal Studios. It was scary. But going as a kid was fun, because nobody would, like, you know, like, outrightly scare a kid. But other than that, I don't think I did anything. Like, I don't dress up and stuff. I know a lot of my friends now, they, yeah, like, a lot of my friends now, they go clubbing and go, like, to bars and stuff. But, like, I was never in Hong Kong to do that in October. And I guess in the U.S. I did dress up, like, always last minute, though. Like, I would never, like, plan. You know how people, like, plan in advance their outfit? Yeah. I would never do that. Like, the only time I really dressed up was because of, like, Crayare's Fright Night. Yeah. It's basically, like, like an organization on our, like, in our school would organize, like, a trick-or-treat for kids who are, like, from unsafe neighborhoods. And so, like, we would dress up for that. So that was the only thing I would really dress up for. I wouldn't really, like, go out, I don't think, like, on Halloween. Everyone goes, like, Halloween, go to Halloween parties and, like, clubbing during Halloween. I just never did that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Halloween, like, I remember as a kid, I was dressed up. I distinctively remember this one time I dressed up as Cinderella. Like, I literally have, like, the dress.
Aww.
And I dressed up as Cinderella. But then my nanny at the time, she was like, why does your mom let you wear this? It's so revealing. Yeah, I just thought it was really funny. I don't know. It's just, I guess, like, it was like a tank top or something, you know?
Interesting.
And she thought it was really revealing. But that's the only thing that I remember from, like, dressing up for Halloween. But I'm sure I did something else when I was in Hong Kong. But another big thing that I remember is we will have, like, the school will organize a Halloween night where the students get to make their own haunted house. And you can either, like, well, you can either be the people who are making the haunted house, or you buy a ticket to, like, go the school on that night, and then you'll be, like, you get scared by your classmates, you know? And that was, like, a super fun experience, I remember. Aww. Like, it's really funny how, like, people are very creative how they decorate the classrooms. Like, I remember they use a lot of, like, black trash bag, and they created like using those desk and, like, chairs, they create different tunnels that you need to crawl over. And then, like, you know how when you bang on those desks, like, the sound is just really loud and it kind of, like, scared you?
Yeah.
I remember it was such a fun time, like, and you get to, like, go inside the haunted house in a team, like, with your group of friends. And then, yeah, I think I'm always, like, the ones who are, like, in the middle, because I cannot be the last. Like, I'm, like, too scared.
Oh, my gosh. That totally reminded me of – we did that, too, in our school. I totally forgot about that. And it was always organized by the drama club. And I was part of the drama club. So I would, like, help set up the house. And, like, we'd, like, use the bulletin boards to make, like, a path.
Yeah.
And – like, little, like, a triangle, three bulletin boards, or, like, two like this, and then one, like, flap, so the ghost can, like, pop out. Yeah. And, yeah, we just, like, bang on the bulletin board for, like, sound effects. Oh, that was so fun. It was, like, a money-raising thing, I think, for the drama club, too, every year. And then, for some reason, like, for my school, like, we have a fun fair every year, and, like, grade 10 people, like, form four, every year they have to do a haunted house for the fun fair. I don't know why, but I guess it's like a carnival thing, and there's like a haunted house. And I remember doing that before I left. And the theme, one of the like parts themes was like butcher shop, like 那些酒楼那些.
Oh.
And that was so scary. Oh. And I was just like in the back,
like meat and pork and stuff.
No, okay. I think they probably just like painted like some sort of thing. But I remember I was like the backstage person, so I was in the back, like holding like the walkie-talkie, like okay, they just left. Oh, that was fun. I think this is gonna change my mind.
Yeah. I think I'll pick Halloween.
Me too, just because of that memory, like just because. Oh, I forgot about that.
It's all for nostalgic reasons. I feel like we picked all of these festivals because of nostalgic reasons.
We can do, should we do one more? Our last two, and then we can do like the finale. I think I have to pick Chinese New Year. Like,
oh god, this is the spicy one. Let's do Christmas.
I knew you're gonna choose Christmas. Okay. I don't know.
I really don't know. There's two of them.
I really don't know. I love Bo so much.
Like, me too. Okay. Let's get our reasoning straight.
Okay. I can't. Oh, I like them both. Chinese New Year. I love Chinese New Year because it's always near my birthday.
Aw.
Yeah, and it's like we get so many days off of school. Like the amount of days we get off for Chinese New Year and Christmas is very similar, like in Hong Kong. And it's just so nice. I feel like Christmas, I don't usually get together with family. But for Chinese New Year, I always get together with family. And it's all the good Asian, like Chinese New Year food. All the money.
From
the red packets.
Yeah.
And it's just such a fun time. It's like a new, you know, like new time. It's new year. Like you're like setting all these goals. You're like cleaning your house. Everything, like the vibe is just so nice in Hong Kong. And like all the decorations, all the festivities. It's always nice when, like that's something I noticed too in mid-autumn. I feel like at LMU, the atmosphere wasn't like, you know, not everyone was celebrating these holidays. But here, like for mid-autumn, everybody was selling mooncakes. Everybody was like, it's mid-autumn festival. And so like having that atmosphere in Hong Kong, like literally everywhere you turned, you know, everyone was celebrating Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. Just so nice. Yeah. So Chinese New Year is so nice. And then you have like so many days, you know, like like you have like one thing for each day that you would do.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so fun. And that would be the time where a lot of my friends and I in high school would be involved with some like extracurriculars on campus. So like we'd always just go back to school in Chinese New Year holiday and just like chill, do our thing. Aww. Like go like to Kowloon City and eat. Like it was so nice. Aww. And I feel like we didn't have homework for Chinese New Year. Did we have homework for Christmas? I feel like I did. But I don't think I had Chinese New Year break homework. Christmas is all nice too. I love the Christmassy vibes. Like I love the
I know.
The happy, you know. But what do I usually do? I go to mass usually and I just spend it with my family and like see friends. Mm. And yeah, I don't know. What would yours be? What is your reasoning?
I like Chinese New Year because of the rituals and like tradition that my family has built over the years. Like you said, like every single day we have a specific thing to do. And because like I remember the first day of the new year, first thing we do in the morning is to visit my great grandma. We'll have lunch there. And my great grandma will always like ask us to like stay for dinner, you know, like go shop a little bit and then come back and stay for dinner. No, but then we'll never stay, but then she keeps doing every single year too. That is just really interesting. And it kind of also like cook the same thing every year. Siuyok. Always have siuyok and like mushrooms. And fa choy.
Yeah, it's fa choy.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a type of seaweed, I think.
Yeah.
So, That is always fun. And then after that, like, we also, because my family, like, some of my family members, like, we kind of still do, like, believe in Taoism. So there are certain rituals that we have to do on New Year's Day. But what makes that day fun is I get to see relatives that I don't usually see on that day. Like, there, I feel like there are just some people that you only get to see once a year. But it's still, like, nice to see them. And also, just, like you said, like, the atmosphere is really, like, joyful and, like, it's loud. Like, loud as fuck, like, in the apartment. There are, like, literally 20, 30 people in the same apartment. Like, it's really tiny, too. But then you just feel really happy because, you know, like, everyone is celebrating. Everyone wearing red. Oh, my gosh. And then I remember this thing that we would do when we are trying to, like, get, like, red pocket money, red packet money. We'll literally, all the kids, red pocket or pocket, all the kids will line up in front of the adults, and then we each, like, we'll say a bunch of phrases, you know, to I don't know, how do I say it, like, so then they will give you the money, you know?
Yeah.
And what you always say to... What I always say to women and also just to guys too is Ting Chen San Ji.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's very often like said to women and they love hearing that.
Yeah. Like, and then the more phrases that you're able to say, the more they will like hype you up and like, you know, if you don't say enough, they will like, more, more, and more, more, you know? That's how much are, you know, we're like really
I don't
funny.
Even know that many, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know that many anymore.
I just have a bunch of I know in the my same ones. The
I know, me too.
But yeah, yeah. Like,
all the aunties to, like... love hearing Ting Chen San Ji.
Yeah. Okay. For translation, Ting Chen San Ji means like stay forever young, right?
Yeah. Youthful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that is always fun too, like playing with my cousins and stuff. As for Christmas, like, oh, I'm a sucker for Christmas songs. Like,
I
don't
too.
Know, like, once I hear, like, even though it's like super basic, like, all I want for Christmas is you.
It's so good.
It's just so good. Like, whenever I hear the music, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so pumped. I'm so hyped. Like, I'm really happy. So, like, that's the part I really like about Christmas. And also, like, not only in America, I think the atmosphere in Hong Kong is also very rich. Like, you hear Christmas songs in every shopping mall.
Yeah.
And you see all the decorations, all the lights. I love seeing the lights.
Yeah, the lights on all the buildings.
And I think that, like, it's also, like, a big holiday that my family celebrates. I remember my family will do Secret Santa or like White Elephant one year, something like that. Oh, no, we do like Lucky Draw. Like everyone got a gift and then we do a Lucky Draw.
That is
always like really fun, and I also get a lot of presents during Christmas. Yes. I remember like when I was a kid, I had like a little like Christmas tree in my apartment, and then I have a lot of dolls like under the tree, and those dolls like they will dance, like they're dolls that knows like kind of like they will like shake and stuff, you know, they will play Christmas song and shake and stuff, and what makes them so special is they will sync up and then dance together as the Christmas song is playing. That's also really fun. And decorating the Christmas tree every year with my dad, it's also really fun. I don't know. Christmas is just a very happy holiday. It's also romantic.
Oh, yeah. In Hong Kong, especially. Like, it's always, like, the couples. Or, like, they're always, like,
all the couples are posting.
Yeah. They're like, I'm lonely on Christmas Day. So yeah, I feel that. I think I just, like, with Christmas, I think I get more insecure with Christmas versus Chinese New Year, because I feel like Christmas is such a time for like not just like romantic but just like there's more societal pressure, I feel like, for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that makes people feel pressured into celebrating. Like, oh, I don't know, yeah. You know? Like, not everyone has the means or, like, the family to celebrate with them. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know why, but I feel like Christmas is, there's more pressure to hang out with friends for some reason versus Chinese New Year. Maybe because Chinese New Year is more family mm-hmm. oriented. With Christmas, sometimes I just feel like I just want to stay at home, and then seeing everyone posting on social media just makes me feel like, oh, there's pressure to do all these things. And I feel less of that during Chinese New Year. Maybe because, like, not a lot of people celebrate it here. Or it's not as, like, big of a deal here. So I think I would pick Chinese New Year. And I think God. I've come to appreciate it more. Like, I've come to appreciate it more throughout the years.
Okay. Okay. I guess I can pick Chinese New Year for nostalgic reasons. Like, I really don't celebrate it here anymore.
Yeah. You
know, like, there's, like, literally nothing happened on that day.
You should come down.
Except that I get money. Or I eat, like, lingo la bako.
But I don't even get money. Because, like, my family, like, a lot of my Hong Kong family
Crystal,
is
if
in
you
Hong
get
Kong.
Married one day, do I get red packet money from you?
Red packet sure.
Because I'm your little.
That's true. Also, you're just supposed to give it, right? You're supposed to give it to people who are unmarried. I don't know.
But I don't know if you give it to your peers.
Like, your friends.
I don't think you give it to your peers. You can, you know, but yeah. I'm your little. But I sure. can't get it if I'm married, so.
Yeah, because my cousins who are married do give it to me, so mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you're not married, so.
Yeah, I
and
mean,
you're
like.
Younger.
I guess so, but they give each other, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. They're all, like, married and, like, all grown up.
They still, yeah. That's so interesting because I'm actually the oldest among all of my cousins. And you're the youngest.
Oh, yeah. I'm the youngest.
Okay, how should we do this?
Let's see. Okay. So, let's do, so in the previous first round, I guess, Halloween and Mid-Autumn Festival 1. Mm. So, with those two, which one do you think has a higher place in your heart?
It's going
to
be
Mid-Autumn. We don't have to explain it anymore because we already explained it. I do think Mid-Autumn as well.
Okay.
And then with Chinese New Year and what is it?
Oh, this is kind of no-brainer.
Dragon Boat? Yeah, Chinese New Year.
This is tough. Chinese New Year and
so
Mid-Autumn.
Final two. Yeah, Chinese New Year and Mid-Autumn. Chinese New Year, I would say.
I would pick, like, Mid-Autumn.
Really?
Because it's a fun day.
It is a fun day.
But then I guess I get a longer day off, like a longer holiday.
You do have longer holiday. And it's like, I do have funner memories with Mid-Autumn, to be fair. There's a lot of yeast, like there's a lot of rituals in Chinese New Year. But the food.
That's true. Okay.
I feel like
fine.
I like all the Chinese New Year food more than just mooncake and
Chinese New Year then. I like Chinese New Year too.
Well, the winner is Chinese New Year. Are we surprised though? I feel like the other contender maybe would just be Christmas. Like, Christmas might be the second one for me.
Yeah. Me too. I love Christmas.
I know.
I can't wait.
Almost there. We can spend it, have a romantic Christmas. A white Christmas. A Yun Sai Gai Christmas.
She's gonna be gone.
Oh, really?
I think.
Fake. If you're listening to this.
No, I was going on a family vacation.
I'm just kidding. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed us listening to us just rant about our favorite holidays.
Yeet!
Yeah, we want to do something more lighthearted and more fun. So, let us know what is your favorite holiday. And if Chinese New Year is your ultimate favorite holiday.
Okie dokes.
Okie. Oh, follow us on Instagram at Made in Hong Kong Pod. Follow us on TikTok. We've been trying really hard.
Yeah, TikTok is so weird.
It's so weird. We say this every time, but it really is so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. Have a great week, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.